There's so much snow, says Dan Southard, Public Works Superintendent for the Municipality of Anchorage Street Maintenance Section, that they're running out of places to put it. As Southard explains, his department terraces the snow dump sites. First they build the snow out, then they build up. And once the temperature starts warming, things can get tricky.
We build them up a level, and then we use water trucks and build an ice pad. So we can actually drive the trucks up on top of that level, and then we build up to the next level. And we keep ramping up and building up as the winter goes. And what's happening here is Mother Nature is going to take over here in the next couple, 3 weeks, and the temperatures will rise, and we won't be able to keep running on these ice roads up on top of the snow sites.
The six snow dump sites range from 5 to 30 acres. Four of the six use the terracing method. Southard says it's hard to say exactly when they'll be unable to use the terrace sites. His best guess is,
I think we're good for, you know, another 2 to 3 weeks really hauling into these sites before we start losing the floors in them.
When that happens, the municipality will have to look elsewhere. Tuesday night, the Anchorage Assembly voted to make it easier to add more snow storage sites for both private snow removal companies and the municipality. The new sites will be temporary and expire this summer. Permitting will not be as stringent as usual, with the intention of expediting the process. At his weekly press conference, Mayor Dan Sullivan said the extreme amounts of snowfall have strained the municipality's resources.
It really does, I think, explain why our snow dumps are so full and our crews have been working nonstop.
Sullivan announced a new snow removal report has been added to the municipality's website.
And every day you can log on and see what the crews did overnight and what areas they'll be focusing on the following day. So it really gives you a real-time sense of what just happened and what the plan is for the next day.
Staff say the site is an attempt to be more transparent about snow removal work after complaints the municipality has not been keeping up with removal in some neighborhoods. The site notes the historical average, 49.8 inches, and this year's total inches, 120, as well as how much money the city usually spends on snow removal, $4,896,625 on average, and this year's budget expenditure, over $8 million and counting. The continuing snowfall also has Sharon Walsh, the building official for the municipality of Anchorage, concerned. She's worried about snow loads on rooftops.
Well, we're definitely watching the situation, and we have had some roofs in town that have shown, you know, signs of stress or strain or cracking. We've had, I believe people have seen in the news, two roofs that actually collapsed.
Those roofs were on older buildings with flat roofs and malfunctioning draining systems. She says most roofs are still okay. Another problem, Walsh says, though, is ice dams created by heat sources such as ridge vents or plumbing vents that melt snow and refreeze it.
Those are quite a nuisance. They can, you know, cause water damage within the structure. We're to the point where if a person has an older structure, they've seen some signs of stress on it, maybe some sheetrock cracking in their ceiling or something showing some, you know, extra loads on the roof, they might want to consider lightening that load.
But if you're considering clearing your roof off, you better get going, because forecasters say two of the daily snowfall records have occurred in March. And looking ahead to the next few weeks, they say we should expect snow, snow, and more snow. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.